Many times in the scriptures, and indeed all throughout the history of the church and in the writings of the saints, we hear this constant urging to strive for humility. But why? Why would God delight in a heart that is humble? Well, God doesn't urge us to be humble just for the sake of being humble. In the end, we're not going to be judged on humility. We're not going to be judged on possessions. We're not going to be judged on a lot of different things. We're going to be judged on love and the degree of the charity of God that we have allowed to come into our soul and transform us and fill us. Of course, that love bears fruit in works and things like that. But the bottom line is that in the end, it's all about charity. It's all about love. So everything that we do, if you think about it, in our spiritual life, our life of faith, is geared toward growing in love. Why do we come to Mass? Because we want to be transformed in love. Why do we receive communion, go to confession? We want to grow in charity. We pray because we want to grow in love. We do good deeds for others, because we want to grow in love. We want the love that is God, God who is love, to fill us and transform us, so that in the end we are identified as love. Someone could define our life by that one word, love. That is the goal of our Christian life, in a nutshell. And that's what we're going to be judged on in the end, is how we allowed God to fill our hearts and to transform us in love. So we think about humility. Why are we urged to strive for humility? Because of love. Humility is directed toward love. Now, what is humility? Humility is not just having a balanced understanding of who we are. It is not self-hatred, but it's not having an inflated sense of ourselves either. It's a balanced understanding of ourselves, an attitude about ourselves that acknowledges the good, but gives praise to God, because God is the one who gives us the good that we are. So humility is not only that, that self-understanding. It's also the way we think about others, and always wanting to think first of others, and to think more highly of others than we think of ourselves. Now, how is that connected with love? Well, a true and authentic love always looks for the good of the other first. Always. One makes a choice to love someone by putting the other person's good ahead of his or her own. That's what love is in another nutshell. And so humility, that attitude by which we're always thinking of the other person first, that attitude of humility leads us to be inclined to love the other and to choose what is good for the other and what's going to delight the other. And so we think about God. Well, God doesn't need anything per se, but God delights in the good that we do. God delights in our doing things and carrying out our lives in a way that pleases him. But other people, of course, we can do lots of good things for others to build them up, to encourage them, and to improve their situations in life. What is the opposite of humility? Pride. And what's the danger in pride? Well, we think of ourselves first. We think of ourselves as better than other people. We seek our own agendas first, our own promotion. And pride is not only a problem in itself, but then also with respect to love. Because if we're always thinking about ourselves, trying to promote our own agendas, seeking our own pleasures and likes, then we're not thinking about the other first. And then love disappears. When I was in Toronto earlier this month for the Knights of Columbus convention, one of the speakers was Cardinal Mark Ouellette. He's one of the Canadian bishops that's also a cardinal. And he was telling the story of how he was at the conclave at the Sistine Chapel in Rome for the process of electing the new pope 3 years ago. And he said that when the decision had been made, or some say when the sentence was handed down, he said that the cardinals got up to come and sort of file by and congratulate Pope Francis and offer their respects and all of that, greet him. But the first thing that Pope Francis did was get up and go all the way across the Sistine Chapel to where there was an elderly cardinal who could not really walk very well. So he went over all the way across the chapel to greet him and to, give him his best, or whatever they said. So it impressed me not only that he did that, but that in the midst of what was happening, he had just become the Pope, for crying out loud. He could have been worried about what he was going to be doing, how he was going to lead the church, what had to be done. But at the very forefront of his mind was that cardinal who was infirm. And that is a great example of true humility and what humility really means. It's always there in our mind, always thinking about the other, always looking for the one who is in need, for the poor or the lonely one. In the gospel, Jesus recommends that we choose the lowest place. That's a little bit counterintuitive to most of us, because we don't like the lowest place. We like to be honored sometimes. We like to be close to those that have a little more prestige or something. It's counterintuitive to go and choose deliberately the lowest place. And you could look at today's gospel and say, well, gosh, if I do a little strategizing, if I go into a situation and take the lowest place, then I'm going to be elevated to the higher place. But that's not what the Lord is saying in the gospel either. Because if we're doing that, if we're really striving to be in the highest place, and we just think that we can maneuver through the lowest place to the highest place, then it's all about us in the end anyway. And that's not really humility. But what he says is that the Lord, the host who's holding this banquet, he rewards those who are truly humble of heart. We ask for the grace this day, especially as we receive the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, that we might grow in humility, that true understanding of ourselves as we truly are, but also the ability always to be thinking about the other first and always striving to bring pleasure, to bring delight and goodness to the other. So that in the end, what's really happening is that our lives are being filled with God, who is love.